All right. The Senate Banking on the Senate Committee on Banking and Financial Institutions will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it today. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163. And the access code is 7362833. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At the time, you will be unmuted and you will be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting process or have their connections muted. On today's agenda, we have one bill. And before we hear the presentation on the bill, can we please establish quorum? Consultant, please call the roll.
Lamone.
Here.
Lamone here. Ochoa Bogue. Here. Ochoa Bogue here. Bradford.
He's here.
Bradford here. Caballero.
Here.
Caballero here. Dally.
Here.
Dally here. Durazo.
Here.
Durazo here. Wesso. Men.
Yeah.
Men here. Portantino.
The consultant notes a quorum has been established. Now let's hear from our author. Welcome, Assemblymember Grayson. You may begin by presenting your bill, AB 769.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Madam Chair and esteemed committee members. I am pleased to present to you Assembly Bill 769, which authorizes until June 30th, 2022, a corporation to conduct its annual shareholder meeting remotely. Generally, California law requires that California corporations must have some type of in-person component to their annual meetings. But since the start of the pandemic, the Newsom administration and the legislature have taken steps to provide companies more flexibility to conduct these meetings remotely while the virus poses a public health risk. So far, this flexibility has been a success, and remote shareholders meetings have led to increased participation. Unfortunately, the executive order that allows for remote shareholder meetings will expire on March 31st, 2022. AB 769 simply extends the current policy until the summer. While we are hopeful that we can continue phasing out the temporary public health measures we have put in place, just this morning, I read about new spikes in COVID-19 cases abroad. With this in mind, it is appropriate that we grant additional flexibility over the next few months, which will allow such meetings to be held safely. Ultimately, AB 769 will protect the public health by providing a simple extension of the policy that has already proven to be very successful. And with that, I would like to introduce, through the chair, my witness, Kent Kaus, Regional VP at SEMPRA.
Thank you.
Yeah, Madam Chair and members, thank you for hearing the bill today. Kent Kaus on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric, SoCal Gas, and SEMPRA. I won't repeat what the author stated, summed it up. It's a really simple bill. We ask for your support in this one-time extension to allow us to hold the remote meeting safely over the next 2 months. And any questions you have, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaus. Next, we have Bronak Dalami from the Cal Chamber, who will testify, I believe, over the phone.
Yes, Chair and members, Ronak Dalami, policy advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce in support of AB 769. I'd like to thank the author for bringing this bill forward in furtherance of promoting good public health practices. This bill provides needed flexibility and assurance to businesses that they have expressed authorization to conduct remote shareholder meetings for the next few months following the expiration of the governor's executive order, as we all continue to monitor for signs of longer-term stability in this COVID-19 pandemic. If there has been any reliable attribute of this pandemic, it would be the constant shifts in our public health status and the evolving societal and business best practices for responding to current public health needs. Naturally, some caution is warranted as we make changes to certain practices, especially as we transition, hopefully, into an endemic approach to the coronavirus pandemic. I also don't want to be too long in my statements given the simplicity of this bill, but I will just say we believe that the flexibility created by AB 769 is both extremely helpful and most prudent in this initial period following the executive order, and we ask you to vote aye. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Now, do we have any other folks who are in support of the bill? Please just name organization and position. Anyone here in the hearing room? We do. Please come up to the microphone.
Good afternoon. Ashley Johnson on behalf of Pacific Gas and Electric Company in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no one else in the hearing room, we will move to any individuals who are in support of this bill who are on the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of AB 769, we will begin.
Sure. If you are in support of AB 769, please press 1 then 0 on your phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing your numbers. Once again, that is 1 then 0 for support of AB 769. And we will go to line number 10. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Laura Parra on behalf of Southern California Edison in support of the measure.
Thank you. And once again, in support of AB 769, that's 1-0. And we do not have anybody in queue, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Now we will hear from witnesses in opposition. This bill does not have any stated opposition at the moment. And I'm looking around the hearing room to see if there's anyone. If anybody would like to speak in opposition. All right, moderator, can you please check the phone lines to see if we have anyone who would like to speak in opposition?
If you are in opposition of AB 769, it is 1-0 on your phone. Once again, this is opposition of AB 769. Okay, and we do not have anybody queuing up as of right now, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Since we have heard our support and oppositions, we will now bring the discussion to members. Members, Senator Dolly.
Move the bill.
Thank you. We have a motion. Any additional comments, questions? All right. With seeing none, we have a motion, and we will... The motion is to move Assembly Bill 769. The motion... And so... I will read once we pass it, right? The rest will. The motion is due pass, but first to re-refer to the Committee on Judiciary. Consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Lamone.
Aye.
Lamone, aye. Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dally.
Aye.
Dally, aye. DeRosso.
Aye.
DeRosso, aye. Wesso. Men.
Aye.
Men, aye. Portantino.
All right, the bill has 7 ayes, and we will hold that on call to see if any additional members join us. That is it for the day. Thank you very much, Assembly Member Grayson. And I just realized I didn't give you the opportunity to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So,
worked out good.
Thank you. All right. And we do have a member here to do add-on votes.
The motion is due pass, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Wesso. Wesso, aye.
All right. The bill has 8 aye votes, and that bill moves on to Judiciary. Thank you, everyone. This concludes the Senate and Banking Committee.